Video game localization, let's crunch some numbers. Video game is a market that has seen a tremendous growth in the last decades and will grow steadily for the foreseeable future. According to Newzoo, 2.1 billion people play video games worldwide. Of these, 26.2 million people play video games just in Italy. A little perspective, a game released in 1996, Crash Bandicoot, cost $1.6 million to develop, while 2013's Grand Theft Auto V cost $265 million. The latter went and generated $6 billion in revenue, making it the most profitable standalone multimedia product ever. The video game industry is a $138 billion affair, making it the biggest multimedia industry sector. That's right, it's worth more than movies. Of course, as time went on, video games became more and more complex and more eloquent. This is what matters to us. Space Invaders, 1978, had, we're being generous, 10 written words, two of which were the now eponymous Game Over. Today, games can reach astonishingly high word counts. Baldur's Gate 2, 2001, script is more than 1 million words long. According to Nimzy, video game localization is a $330 million market, projected to grow 30% by 2021. Keywords international and poll to win dominate the landscape. This is just a brief overview of the behemoth that the video games industry has grown to be in the last decade. All this was necessary to say that the answer to the question, is it worth it to localize my video game, is, in most cases, a resounding yes. As you can probably guess, bringing your game to as many people as possible can't be a bad thing. Video game localization. As localizable elements in games got more and more prominent, localization rapidly came to be a necessity to accommodate the larger scope that the video game medium was striving to achieve. You may think that by now, everyone who is interested in playing video games would know English. For sure, many people play video games in English, but it has been proven that people prefer to read, hear, watch content in their native language if they can help it. As we said, Italy has 26.2 million gamers. Why not cater to them in the best way possible? Just above, I said that, in most cases, it is worth to bring your game to as wide an audience as possible. There are cases where a cost-benefit analysis will dictate that no, for such a small pool of players, English will have to do. It is very important to gauge whether a market would be receptive to a localized video game, and nowadays data such as ROI is taken into consideration when deciding to localize a video game for some markets. What's certain, though, is that on the whole, the market will grow and there will be many opportunities to gain new players by localizing video game content. The future is no doubt very bright for video game localization. Stay tuned for more snippets of info about the game industry and the vast and marvelous world of video game localization.